So before you listen to the sermon,
قبل از اینکه موزل گوش بدید,
read 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
دوم قرنتیان فصل 6 رو بخونید.
And there will be the second part of the sermon on this chapter.
قسمت دوم موعظه‌مون در مورد همین فصله.
And the theme of this chapter is ministry, is serving God.
موضوع موعظه‌مون خدمت کردن به خداوند.
That we are laborers with God.
که با خداوند همکاری کنیم.
Yeah, when you are a Christian and you're alive.
وقتی شما مسیحی هستین و زنده این امروز.
Yeah, there are good works for you to walk in.
کارهای خوبی هست که خداوند برای شما در نظر گرفته.
Yeah, there is a ministry that is given to you to carry out.
داده شده که به شما که اون رو انجام
بدید. And the main ministry that we are given as God's children
که به ما داده شده به عنوان فرزندان خدمت آشتی.
Yeah, we're called to preach the gospel.
ما خونده شدیم که انجیل عیسی مسیح رو.
Yeah, if our gospel is hit, it's hit to them that are lost.
انجیل ما قایم شده برای آنهایی که گم
شدن. God has given us the responsibility of sharing the gospel.
خداوند این مسئولیت رو به ما داده که بشارت.
Yeah, as Christians, we're not called to just live our lives for ourselves.
به عنوان مسیحی فقط خونده نشدیم برای خودمون زندگی کنیم.
Yeah, we're called to live our lives for others.
خونده شدیم که برای دیگران زندگی
کنیم. It matters to God how you, how I live our lives here on earth.
که چه جوری من و شما زندگیمون رو روی زمین زندگی
کنیم. Read 2 Corinthians 6 verse 1 again.
دوم قرنتیان فصل 6 آیه 1
بخونید. We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain.
پس چون همکاران او هستیم التماس می‌نمایم که فیض خدا را بیهوده نیافته باشیم.
Yeah, Paul wants the Corinthians to be workers with God just as Paul and Timothy are.
همکار و قرنتیان میخواد که همکار خداوند باشن. همونجوری که پولس و تیموتی تا اوس در خدمت میکنن.
And Timothy had received grace and they had passed it on.
فیض رو به دست آورده بودند و فیضشون رو به بقیه هم دادن.
Yeah, the grace that they received was not in vain.
فیضی که به دست آورده بودند بیهوده هدر نرفته بود. از فیضشون استفاده کرده بودند.
Yeah, and Paul pleads with the Corinthians.
با قرنتیان التماس میکنه.
Yeah, to add works to their faith.
که به ایمانشون عمل رو اضافه کنن.
Yeah, of course we can have only faith go to heaven.
بله میتونیم فقط ایمان داشته باشیم و فقط با ایمانمون به بهشت بریم.
Yeah, we can do nothing for God and still go to heaven because we have believed.
نکنیم برای خداوند و باز به بهشت بریم چون ایمان
آوردیم. The grace that we have received is then in vain because
اما فیضی که ما به دست آوردیم رو هدرش دادیم بیهوده استفاده کردیم چون فایده‌ای برای دیگران نداشته.
And you will lose out in rewards.
و پاداشتون رو در بهشت از دست میدید.
در روزی که قضاوت
مسیح هست هیچ کسی پاداشی دریافت نمی‌کنه.
Yeah, and your works would be like wood, hay, and stubble, and just burn
it.
Yeah, because the grace that you've been given was not put to work, it was in vain. Now, last week we started to look at these three lists where Paul points things out in regards to serving God, doing ministry. Yeah, and he gives these lists after pointing out in verse 3
که بعد آیه 3 اشاره میکنه میگه
that he doesn't want them to live in a way that affects ministry in a negative way.
جوری زندگی نکنین که خدمت خداوند آسیب ببینه توی جوری منفی بشه.
He doesn't want the ministry to be blamed because of their behavior.
خدمت خداوند به خاطر رفتار شما ملامت بشه.
Instead he says he wants them to live in a way
میخوام جوری زندگی
کنین
جوری کار کنین
that they will approve themselves as ministers of God.
که به عنوان خادمین خداوند تضمینتون کنین.
Now the first list we looked at were the difficulties that we can expect.
سختی هایی که میتونیم داشته باشیم
things
در مقابل سرگست و اتفاقهایی که میتونه برای اون بیفته.
When going through these things, we still need to approve ourselves as ministers of God.
با همه سختی ها باید زندگی خودمون رو جوری زندگی کنیم که ثابت بشه خادمین خداوند هستیم.
Yeah. Verses 4 and 5. But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, and in labors, in watchings, in fastings.
بلکه در هر امری خود را ثابت می‌کنیم که خادمان خدا هستیم. با صبر بسیار در زحمات، در نیازمندی‌ها، در تنگی‌ها، در تازیانه‌ها، در زندان‌ها، در قوقاها، در تلاش‌ها، در بیخوابی‌ها، در گرسنگی‌ها.
Yeah. In all these things,
در همه این
make sure that you approve yourselves as the ministers of God.
مثل خادم خداوند ثابت کنید.
Yeah, and these things we can expect to go through.
میتونیم توقع داشته باشیم این اتفاقات تو زندگیمون بیفته و وقتی تحمل میکنیم مثل خادم خداوند تحمل کنیم.
And all these words started with in.
و همه میگه در.
The second list
و دومین لیست
start with by. verses 6 and 7.
آیه 6 و 7.
By pureness, by knowledge, by long suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love and faith, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left.
در پاکی، در معرفت، در بردباری، در مهربانی، در روح القدس، در محبت بیریا، در کلام حق، در قدرت خدا با اسلحه عدالت بر طرف راست و چپ.
You want to serve God? You need these things in your life. You want to approve yourselves to be ministers of God.
Yeah,
even when you're going through this list that we looked at before, this is what you need to endure. This
is what you need
to be successful. And then we have this last list where we have these contrasts we need to deal with.
Yeah,
when we're serving God, both of these things will be true.
In verses 8 and 9,
by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things.
به عزت و ذلت و به بدنامی و نیکنامی چون گمراه کنندگان اینک راستگو هستیم گویی گمنام و اینک معروف گویی در حالت مرگ و اینک زنده هستیم گویی مجازات کرده شده اما کشته نه.
Now, last week we stopped in the middle of verse 6.
هفته دیگه وسط آیه 6
and then we're going to pick it up again.
تموم شد.
And that's the one by the Holy Ghost.
در روح القدس.
Yeah, what do we need in our lives to approve ourselves as ministers of God? And one of the things we need in our lives is the Holy Ghost. And of course, as believers, everybody is indwelled with the Holy Ghost.
هر کسی که ایمان داره روح القدس درونش.
Yeah, but it's also being filled with the Holy Ghost.
و یه قسمت دیگه از زندگیمون پری روح القدس. سرریز شدن روح القدس در زندگیمون.
And all the places it says the Holy Ghost comes upon a person.
Or being baptized with the Holy Ghost. تعمید میده بعد دیگران رو روی کسی قرار میگیره برای یه موقعیت.
And I recently preached 3 sermons on the topic.
سه تا موعظه در مورد این موضوع داشتم گذشته.
And one specifically explain the difference between the indwelling and the filling of the Holy Spirit. So listen to those sermons. And here we're talking about the filling of the Spirit. And I do want to combine this with the 8th one in the same list. Yeah, and that is by the power of God. And the reason is that they're very much related. And as you will see more often today, These points are related.
همونجوری که می‌بینیم این لیست‌ها به هم دیگه ربط
داره. Go to 1 Thessalonians 1.
اول تسالونیکیان.
And read verses 5 and 6.
آیه 5 و 6.
For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in a much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost.
زیرا که انجیل ما بر شما تنها با کلام وارد نشده بلکه با قدرت و روح القدس و یقین کامل چنان که میدانید که در میان شما به خاطر شما چگونه کسانی شدید و شما از ما و از خداوند تقلید کردید و کلام را در رنج بسیار با خوشی روح القدس پذیرفتید.
And I just want to show you that these terms are actually often together.
روح القدس و قدرت.
Yeah, it talks about the gospel. Yeah, the gospel came to them
in power and in the Holy Ghost. و در روح القدس.
Yeah, both the power of God and the Holy Ghost are mentioned together.
و روح القدس دو تاش با هم.
And they also are related to the sharing of the gospel, the preaching of the gospel. Go to Luke 24. Luke 24. And read verses 47 and 49, where we see a very similar thing. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high.
Where?
Luke 24.
It's not right.
Is it not right?
John
47. Wait. Is it 20? Luke 24. Let me check. It's 47 till 49. That's right. Now, so what is the instruction here? Go preach the gospel. Be witnesses. Yeah, be laborers. And how are they able to do this? Yeah, Jesus said, I sent the promise of my Father upon you. Yeah, was that referring to the Holy Spirit? Yeah, you will be endued with power from on high. Yeah, again, having these three things together. Yeah, the gospel is to be preached. And there is power and the Holy Ghost that make that possible. Go to Acts 1:8, which is the same thing. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
اما چون روح القدس بر شما می آید قدرت خواهید یافت و شاهدان من خواهید بود در اورشلیم و تمامی یهودیه و سامره و تا اقصای جهان.
باز روح القدس.
You will receive
روح القدس دریافت می‌کنید.
Power
و با قدرت.
After that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and for what reason? To be witnesses. Yeah, and of course this is not the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. They received the indwelling of the Holy Spirit directly after the resurrection, when Jesus breathed on them and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost.
Yeah?
Now, we're not going to read it, but in the next chapter, of course, chapter 2, Acts 2, you'll find the fulfillment of this.
So,
if we want to approve ourselves as ministers of God,
we need
the filling of the Holy Spirit.
We need
the power of God in our lives.
Yeah?
And of course it holds when somebody is ministering from the pulpit.
این برای هر کسی که جلوی کلیسا وای میسته واژه
میکنه
معنیه روح
قدوس
لازم داره که از طریق
واژه صحبت کنه your heart, in your life.
زندگیتون قابل استفاده باشه تو زندگیتون به اون نتیجه برسید
and it holds when we go out ministering to the lost.
وقتی میریم بشارت میدیم احتیاج به روح قدوس داری فقط تو کلیسا لازم نیست
the Holy Spirit prompts those who are not saved when we preach the gospel to them.
قلبشون رو بیدار میکنه که انجیل عیسی مسیح رو دریافت
کنن the Holy Spirit guides us in the conversation we are having. Yeah, he brings to remembrance the right scriptures when we need them. Yeah, and if you're going to soul winning, you know that sometimes you get questions and exact right scriptures just pop up in your mind. Just the right one. That's the Holy Spirit helping you.
Yeah,
remember we're working with God. We're laborers with God. And without the Holy Spirit, without His help, we cannot approve ourselves as ministers of God. Yeah, this is something that we need in our lives when we're serving God. Now, here's the next point on the list in 2 Corinthians
6.
By love unfeigned.
Which verse?
It is verse 6-7. By love and faint. Yeah, meaning a love that is. It means a love that is real. A love that is not fake. Not pretending. A love that is sincere. If you are doing ministry, you need to have a love that is sincere. There's a lot of insincere love in the world.
Pretend love.
People who talk about love all the time. And they tell you in your face they love you. Yeah, but when they turn their backs, they gossip about you. That's not real love. That is fake love.
Yeah,
sometimes you meet people who are super friendly to you. But then they talk bad about you.
در مورد تو و بر ضد تو حرف میزنن. وقتی میره خونه‌اش با یکی دیگه پشت سر تو حرف میزنه.
When you meet people at church.
و وقتی شما یه نفر رو تو کلیسا ملاقات میکنید. مطمئن باشید که محبت تو
به home talking about these people in a negative way.
وقتی محبت کردی به برادر تو کلیسا، رفتی خونه پشت سرشون غیبت نکردی.
I'm not going to go into detail with it, but how does real love look like?
محبت واقعی چه شکلیه؟
Of course, Christ is an answer to that in short, but 1 Corinthians 13, and if you read verses 4 to 7, you get a short summary. Charity suffered long and is kind. Charity envied not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It's not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things.
محبت بردبار و مهربان است. محبت حسد نمی‌ورزد. محبت کبر و غرور ندارد. رفتار ناشایسته ندارد و نفع خود را جویا نمی‌شود. خشم نمی‌گیرد و بدی را به حساب نمی‌آورد. از بی‌عدالتی مسرور نمی‌گردد ولی با راستی شادی می‌کند. در همه چیز صبر می‌کند و همه چیز را باور می‌نماید. در همه حال امیدوار می‌باشد و همه چیز را متحمل می‌شود.
Yeah, this is how real love looks like. Love that is sincere.
If
you want to have this expounded to you, listen to the sermon on 1 Corinthians 13.
I think it preached at the beginning of the year.
But notice the similarities that are coming up in this list with 2 Corinthians 6. Yeah, you see things like kindness popping up. Later on, we'll see things about truth.
But حقیقت رو می‌بینیم.
Yeah, all these terms are closely related. همه اینهایی
که با هم ربط داره، اینا رابطه داره.
And of course, if we would love perfectly,
اگه واقعاً یه نفر دوست داشته باشیم.
Yeah, we would go right on all these things automatically.
همه اینها اتوماتیکوار بر انجام میدادیم.
Yeah, but you want to approve to be a minister of God, to be God's servant.
که خادم خداوند هستی.
You need to have a love that is sincere, a love that is real.
که واقعی، محبتی که علکی نیست.
Yeah, a love that instead of gossiping about a person, praying for that person, or a person that is willing to speak the truth in love.
Yeah,
because your friend, your sister or brother in Christ needs to hear
this.
Even though it might mean that he might or she might reject you or get angry as a response.
Yeah.
And it brings us to the next point. Yeah. By truth. Yeah. Again, these things are closely related. Go to 1 Peter 1:22. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently.
چون جانهای خود را به واسطه روح به اطاعت راستی پاک ساخته اید تا محبت برادرانه بیریا داشته باشید پس یکدیگر را از دلی پاک به شدت محبت کنید.
Again, we see the related terms. Yeah, we can relate this to by pureness.
Yeah,
the truth is coming up. The Holy Ghost is coming up. Unfeigned love is coming up. Yeah, but obeying what truth? What are we talking about? This is the truth of God's word.
Now,
to approve ourselves as ministers of God, we have to be in the word of God. You cannot effectively serve God if you're not reading and studying the word of God. Psalm 119:11 says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Yeah. Oh, but I've read the Bible already once. Completely. Good for you. Yeah, I read it again. I read it again. And again. And again.
In fact,
read the Bible through at least one time a year.
کتاب مقدس لااقل سالی یک بار از اول
تا. And we have Bible reading plans that can help you with that.
برنامه‌های کتاب خواندن کتاب مقدس دارید که سالی یک بار تموم کنید. اگر ندارید میتونید
برید. That's an explanation of the gospel on one side and the Bible reading plan.
پشتش که مطالعه کتاب مقدس تو کلی تموم کنید.
Yeah, it helps you keep track.
یه حواستون باشه که کل کتاب مقدس رو لااقل تو یک سال خونده باشید.
The word of God is like
کلام خداوند
manna from the Old Testament for us, our daily bread.
نون روزانه‌ای که خداوند از آسمان فرستاد.
And some of you might have anorexia spiritually.
شاید امروز بعضیمون از لحاظ روحانی انورکسیا گرفتیم. در حقیقت غذای روزانه‌مون
نخوردیم. Are you eating enough?
به اندازه کافی نخوردیم غذا.
And because of that,
به خاطر همین,
you're not able to approve yourself as minister of
God. شما قادر نیستین که خادمین خداوند خودتون رو ثابت کنید.
Because of it,
به خاطر همین,
because you didn't hit the word of God in your heart.
به خاطر کلام خداوند تو قلبتون قایم نکردید.
Yeah, you might have gone into sin.
شاید گناه کردید, در گناه افتادید.
Go to Matthew 4:4.
متی فصل 4:4.
But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God."
در جواب گفت مکتوب است انسان تنها بدان زنده نخواهد بلکه به هر کلمه‌ای که از دهان خدا صادر گردد.
Yeah, we have every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God in our Bibles.
Now,
if you want to live out of that,
اگر می‌خوایم زندگی کنید با اون,
you need to read it.
پس بخونید.
Yeah? How are we going to do well in ministry?
چجوری می‌تونی خدمتتون موفق باشه؟
For us to endure the things we have to go through. What do we need in our lives to prove ourselves as God's ministers?
And
the answer is the word of truth. The next one is the power of God. We already spoke about that. Then we get the last one of this list is the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left. Yeah. So if you're serving God, if you're in the ministry,
اگر به خداوند خدمت میکنید و
در خدمت هستید, God,
اگر همکار با خداوند هستید,
you need the armor of righteousness.
احتیاج دارین اون اسلحه عدالت رو بپوشید.
You might say, why do I need an armor?
چرا به اسلحه لازم دارم؟ اسلحه به چی دردم میخوره؟
When you're serving God,
چون وقتی به خداوند خدمت میکنید,
there is a target painted on your back.
پشتتون علامت برای شلیک آماده کردن, یعنی علامت شلیک.
And armors are to protect you.
و اسلحه برای اینه که بتونین جلوی اون حمله بیستید.
We also talk about armors in relation to warfare.
وقتی در مورد اسلحه صحبت می‌کنیم در مورد جنگ روحانی صحبت
می‌کنیم. And I say, oh, but I don't want to fight. I don't want to war.
من نمی‌خوام بجنگم. من آرامش می‌خوام. من جنگجو نیستم. می‌دونی مشکل شما چیه؟
You have an enemy that just want to fight.
دشمنی داری که اون می‌خواد بجنگه.
And when you start doing things for God.
وقتی شروع می‌کنی خدمت کردن به خداوند.
Yeah, when you start reaching to others.
وقتی میری بشارت میدی و باعث نجات بقیه می‌شی.
You will find yourself in active battle.
وقتی تو جنگ روحانی خودتو پیدا می‌کنی.
And you'll be shot at spiritually.
از لحاظ روحانی به چلیک میشه.
By your enemy.
به وسیله دشمنانت.
Go to 1 Peter 5:8.
اول پتروس 5:8 رو باز کنی.
Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
هوشیار و بیدار باشید. زیرا که دشمن شما ابلیس مانند شیر قران گردش میکند و کسی را میجوید تا ببرد.
Yeah, the enemy is Satan.
دشمن شما شیطان ابلیسه.
Yeah. You start reaching out to people.
میری برای بشارت, میری باعث نجات و برکت بقیه باشی.
You will start showing up on his radar.
خیلی راحت ابلیس میاد به طرفت حمله میکنه.
And he will come for you.
و میاد دنبالت که تو رو مثل شیر بخوره. برای همین به اسلحه روحانی احتیاج داری که بتونی درست بجنگی.
We're not scared of the devil.
ما نمیترسیم از شیطان.
Yeah, resist him and he will flee from you.
از شیطان جلوی شیطان بایستید و از شما فرار خواهد کرد.
But we also need to not underestimate.
اما قدرت شیطان هم دست کم نگیرید.
Yep. Go to Romans 13. Romans 13, 12 to 14.
باز کنید 13 و 14.
The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the work of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting and in drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof.
و با شایستگی رفتار کنیم چنان که در روز نه در بعضها و میگساری ها و فسق و فجور و جدال و حسد بلکه عیسی مسیح خداوند را بپوشید و برای شهوات جسمانی تدارک نبینید.
Yeah, so the Bible says, put on the armor of light. Put on Jesus Christ.
عیسی مسیح خداوند را بپوشید.
Yeah, what kind of armor is it? It's walking in the light. It is living a Christ-like life.
Go
to Ephesians 6, where it's made even more practical. And read for now verses 11 to 13. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness, of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand.
اسلحه کامل خدا رو بپوشید تا بتوانید با مکرهای ابلیس مقاومت کنید، زیرا که ما رو کشتی گرفتن با خون و جسم نیست، بلکه با ریاست ها، قدرت ها، جهانداران این دنیای تاریک و با فوج های روحانی شرارت در جای های آسمان. پس اسلحه کامل خدا را بردارید تا بتوانید در روز شرین مقاومت کنید و همه کار را به جا آورده بایستید.
Now, twice we see coming up here that we are to put the whole armor of God on.
Yeah,
it means there are parts, and we shouldn't be leaving certain areas unprotected.
Because
the enemy will just aim at the weakest spots.
Yeah,
put on the whole armor.
Now,
what is the armor? Read verses 4 until 17. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
از کمر خود را به راستی بسته و جوشن عدالت را در بر کرده بایستید و کفش آمادگی انجیل سلامتی را در پا کنید و بر روی این همه سپر ایمان را برگیرید که به آن بتوانید تمامی تیرهای آتشین شریر را خاموش کنید و کلاه خود نجات و شمشیر روح را که کلام خداست بردارید.
Yeah, so what do we do to protect ourselves from the wiles of the devil? Yeah, we put on light, we put on Christ. How does this look like? Now, having your loins girt with truth.
اون کمربند حقیقت رو ببندید.
Yeah, we are to speak truth.
حقیقت
we are to walk in truth.
در حقیقت راه برید.
Because that protects you.
به خاطر اینکه حقیقت شما رو حفاظت می‌کنه.
If you're walking in lies,
اگه شما در دروغ قدم
بزنید, it gives the enemy the opportunity to get a hold on your life. You're giving him a target to aim for to get you down.
اجازه میدین که بتونه بهتون حمله کنه و زمین بزنه.
Yeah, having the breastplate of righteousness.
که در حقیقت
living rightly before God.
سپر ایمان رو در تمام می‌کنی.
Let your words be words of truth. Let your actions be right before God.
رفتارتون واقعی باشه.
Yeah, be ready to preach the gospel of peace.
آماده باشین که انجیل سلامتی رو موعظه کنید.
Are you prepared to share the gospel of peace?
آیا آماده این انجیل سلامتی رو موعظه کنید؟
Have the shield of faith.
Of course,
yes, we believed when we got saved, we had saved and got us saved, we believed the gospel,
but
we also are to walk by faith.
Yeah,
there's much more things we can have faith in that are written in the Bible.
Yeah,
God declares a lot of things in the Bible, and there are a lot of promises in the Bible, and we are to exercise faith by trusting God in those promises. Take the helmet of salvation. Be secure in the fact that you're saved. Yeah, be secure in the fact that whatever happens on this earth, you know you'll rise again. Yeah, they cannot destroy the soul. Yeah, take up the sword of the Spirit, the word of God.
Yeah,
when the attacks come, we can fend them off. That's what Jesus did.
When
he was tempted by the devil,
how
did his response start? It is written. We can do the same thing.
Yeah?
By the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left.
با اون اسلحه روحانی در دست راست و در راست
چپ. We need to put the whole armor on.
پس کل اسلحه روحانی رو بپوشید. هیچ قسمتی از زندگیتون رو حفاظت نشده رها نکنید.
Yeah. If we want to prove ourselves as the ministers of God, we need all these things in our lives.
به خدمت خداوند باید همه این چیزها تو زندگیمون باشه.
Yeah, so first we saw that when we're serving God,
می‌بینیم اول وقتی خداوند خدمت می‌کنیم.
Different difficulties.
سختی‌ها رو.
Second, we looked at a list now of things that we need in our lives to be able to do the ministry right.
بعد نگاه می‌کنیم به لیست چیزهایی که نیازمندیم تو زندگیمون داشته باشیم تا خدمتی درست انجام بدیم.